Maybe it's because maybe we're just too successful. Maybe America is too prosperous and too successful and it's too comfortable and it's just too easy. Maybe that would explain how we've raised an entire generation of imbeciles. Yeah, sorry, Eric, but I mean, let's be honest about this. I mean, the fact of the matter is this. We've got brand new polling here from Gallup, right? We've got brand new polling here from Gallup that says 4 in 10 Americans, young people, Eric, young people, 4 in 10 Americans embrace some form of socialism. And I come back to maybe we have had it too good and we don't have a challenge, because when I grew up, we could see what was going on in the Soviet Union. You would hear about what was going on in Red China. You would see the people being murdered in North Korea. You knew these things were going on. You knew what went on in Cuba. If you got out of line, you took 40 grains behind the right ear hole. End of story. Done. You know what the Sandinistas were about. You know what everything was about when it came down to, you know, socialists, which is synonymous for communists and Marxists and all of these groups of totalitarian rulers. And we knew that. But in today's world, because socialism has failed so miserably and China is looked upon as some sort of a free market nation, and it really isn't. It's still communist China, where they examine your social media to give you a social media credit score, and 13 million have been blacklisted. You can't get on the train because they are so overbearing. Talk about helicopter moms, right? Here they are on top of you all the time. But 4 in 10 Americans, according to Gallup, embrace socialism of some sort or another, and that's just frightening. Speaking of socialists, during the break, we had a quick conversation with some of our friends in New York, talking about Bill de Blasio. De Blasio went out on Twitter, I don't know if you saw this, went out on Twitter yesterday and said, the president is so afraid of me, he's doing such and such, and Don, hashtag Don Con, the president, blah, 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 because he calls him Don Con, is what he calls the president, right? He got exactly 4 retweets in the first couple of hours and about 10 likes. This is Bill de Blasio. The mayor of New York City gets 4 retweets and about 10 likes in a couple of hours. How embarrassing. The president is so concerned about you that nobody even watches your social media accounts because nobody cares. Don McGahn was supposed to be in front of House Democrats today. At least they hoped that he would be. But President Trump has directed the former White House counsel to skip a House Judiciary Committee hearing scheduled for today. It's important that he's not going, citing a Justice Department opinion that he cannot be compelled to testify about his official duties. You see, the Democrats still dredging the bottom of the pond, trying to come up with something in the Russia report, and they wanted Don McGahn to fill in the gaps. And this is another roadblock for Jerry Nadler. The Waddler is all upset, we're told. Very upset. He's angry. You may recall that this is the same group of clowns, another one from New York, by the way, Cohen, who sat there and choked down chicken when Attorney General Bill Barr didn't show up, had a bucket of KFC that he bought the night before that was cold, that he sat there and ate as some sort of, you know, some sort of visual on his joke that apparently William Barr is a chicken and Don McGahn won't show up, and they can't compel certain people to testify. And then I came across a bite that I wanted to share with you today, because I look at some of the people that speak out. I see the people in Hollywood speaking out about how Trump is this and Trump is that. And I had this, I don't know, this misconception, I guess, that Jeff Daniels might be different. Jeff Daniels is from our neck of the woods in Michigan. And Jeff Daniels is a guy who has stayed in Michigan. He didn't move to Hollywood. He married his high school sweetheart. He's still here. He's opened theaters in small towns, and he's done good things. And I thought, maybe he's different. How ridiculous of me to think that. Appearing on the radically left MSNBC program, the Michigan native takes a hard punch at anyone in his home state, right here in Michigan, and anywhere in the Midwest, and anywhere in the Rust Belt that supported Donald Trump. In fact, you're just a dolt. And my God, if you vote for him again, it is the end of the world as we know it. It is the end of civilization as we know it. If Donald Trump is reelected, I'm not kidding you. It's bite number 6 with Jeff Daniels on MSNBC. Prepare yourself.
And I think there are people in the Midwest between the coasts who don't pretend, who don't know anything about, who don't care about this, who don't have time for this, who have to make a decision now. You have to decide whether, like Atticus, you believe that there is still compassion, decency, civility, respect for others, do unto others. Remember that? Do unto others. All that stuff you guys believe in, and you still voted not for Hillary or for Trump. Where are you now? Because because your kids are looking up at you going, but he lies. And I think there are a lot of people in the Midwest who are going, it might be enough for them. We're going to find out if the big gamble is to go all the way to November 2020, which I agree, and lose, it's the end of democracy.
It is the end of democracy. By God, if my candidate doesn't win in November of 2020, that's it. It's over. It's the end of democracy. America is in ruins. It's in flames. Let's go back a couple of years to all the hysteria and the histrionics on social media and all the folks who are telling you and I that if Donald Trump were elected, the stock market would crash. Poor people would be destroyed. Senior citizens would be destroyed. We'd have busloads of immigrants in this country being taken to the border and thrown overboard across the border. Children would be starving on the streets. All of these things would be happening if Donald Trump were elected president. And I'm not using hyperbole here. Go back and look. It was dire. It was going to be the end of the world, the last president. We would be in a war within a couple of weeks. Nuclear Holocaust was imminent, and the destruction of the planet could not be stopped if Donald Trump was elected in the first place. Maybe they overplayed that a bit, Jeff. Maybe your sense of drama, Mr. Daniels, is being overplayed because you're from Hollywood. 25 after now on a Tuesday, May the 21st. Quick break. The world is not coming to an end, and the show will continue.